This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big W, 206-803 Rock. We still have Cody on the line playing for Team Sober. Cody, you are now on question six.
All right, Cody.
Come on, Cody.
Here is question number six for you. How many movies did Ben Affleck portray Batman?
Three?
I'll go four. I would accept four or five because technically he was in Justice League, which would have been four.
Right, because I was trying to count those. He never did a solo Batman movie. He did the Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
He did the Justice League. He showed up in
Justice League. There's one other movie I can't remember, but he showed up somewhere. But then the reason they gave him a fifth is because there was Justice League and then the Daniel Snyder cut.
Daniel Snyder.
Jesus Christ.
The old owner of the Commanders?
What's the guy's name?
Jack Snyder, right?
No, hang on.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
The director's cut, but they consider two entirely different movies, which really they are. So, yeah, he's been in four or five, depending how you want to
look. There's the
Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder. There that's the guy's name, right? All right.
Yep, Zack Snyder. Sorry, guys.
All right. Here's your question. An infectious particle that can only reproduce inside of a living cell is called a what? An infectious particle that can only reproduce inside of a living cell.
Cancer?
I was saying fungus. Is it a parasite?
Virus.
Virus.
Yeah.
Question eight. Keeping in mind the biggest dummy is Justin with nine.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Your question. What is the only bonus item that dances around the maze that Ms. Pac-Man can eat that is not a type of fruit? It is a food.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Very popular in Pennsylvania.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the blue screen.
That's not a fruit?
It's not a fruit, but it is a food.
It's a $1,000 one.
Candy bar?
Pretzel.
A pretzel.
Pretzel.
Okay. You officially have tied Justin with nine there, Cody.
Uh-oh.
All right.
So if you don't get it, man, you get to question 10, you're done.
Yeah.
Don't sound too excited. All right, Cody. Here is your question. Approximately how many minutes does it take sunlight to reach the Earth?
Seven.
Uh-oh. That's the end of it. There's 10.
Yeah.
Cody's up.
That was 10?
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
That's it.
Congratulations. Hold on.
Cody, you're now our biggest dummy. It's question 10. Cody is plus 10. Justin is out as our biggest dummy.
All right.
Congratulations.
There you go. Didn't expect that to happen today.
That's something that you can tell your friends and your relatives about.
I wish we had a plaque to send someone at the end of the year. You're the biggest dummy we talked to all year.
We should.
We really should. Yeah. Like, hey, man, you've earned this.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, thank God if you got to 10.
Hola. Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. It's just finishing up my day at work before vacation.
All right. Where are you headed on vacay?
Taking the kids to the Great Wolf Lodge.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Did you email us yesterday?
What was that?
Did you email us yesterday about this birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's you. All right. How many days you plan on spending at the Great Wolf Lodge?
We're going down Friday morning and coming back Sunday afternoon.
All right. My wife gave it glowing reviews when she got back.
Very Justin, happy. You're going to do one on mushrooms on our men's room poll. Are you doing karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
Let's see here. I am definitely, I've been around my family on mushrooms, not doing that again. So let's go ahead and do paintball.
Paintball.
What happened when you were on mushrooms around your family?
I was at my buddy's house. I took him and didn't feel anything. So I was like, okay, let's go home. Went home, sat on the couch, started to relax. Cyanescence plus Kapenzies equal really, really fun time. And we started talking about college, and I totally spaced out.
Okay.
I think you combined them.
Well, yeah, because you got to get the mental and the body, so you get the full on experience.
I like where you're coming from, Justin. All right, here's your question. What fashion designer did Rachel work for on season 5 of the TV show Friends?
Oh, my. Let's see. My sister watched that freaking show. I don't know, Prada?
Ralph Lauren.
Oh, I said Tommy Hilfiger.
I'm kind of happy I didn't know that.
I know, deep down, you're like, cool. All right, here's your capital. I'm sorry, here's your question. What is the capital of Northern Ireland?
Of Northern Ireland?
Northern Ireland.
Let's see, is that Dublin?
Is that Belfast?
Belfast,
yeah.
Whatever, Ron. Yeah.
Who's your buddy that lives in Belfast?
Ron. Actually, we were off last week. I saw another buddy of his that was in town.
Yeah?
An Irishman. Yeah, sure. We hung out, showed him the studio and everything.
All right, very nice. All right, your question. In the movie Jurassic Park, the park is located on an island off the coast of what country?
Oh, my God. See, now I got to remember all this.
Rich dude's all excited to explain. He says, I'm leasing an island off the coast of...
Oh, my gosh. I am going to... Oh, my gosh. This is going to kill me.
It's in the Western Hemisphere.
Western Hemisphere. I can't remember, man.
Costa Rica?
Yep.
Yep.
Ah, crap. Or as he says, Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
For some reason, I thought it was with a freaking P.
With a P. Costa Rica.
Hey, man, you want to go down to Costa Rica?
You know what? I would have accepted that if you said it. Close enough. My man's going to Costa Rica.
Actually, Post Malone is their president now.
Yeah, Costa Rica.
Yep.
I'm going to start saying Costa Rica. See how many times I can say it before someone finally corrects me.
You ever been to the island of Costa Rica?
Costa Rica? Yeah, my God.
Costa Rica.
If freaking Post Malone bought an island, if you named that, I could go there in a heartbeat.
I would too.
I mean, look, if he just
cigarettes,
said
cigarettes, beer, and drugs.
Yeah, if he was like, I'm playing a big show, it's now Costa Rica, he would sell it out.
Yeah, and
just for the losers, though.
All right, your question. What is the capital of South Carolina?
Oh, thank God.
Bye now.
And. To geography, what a wonderful thing.
The problem with South Carolina is everybody pretty much knows one town,
mm-hmm.
and it's not that.
It's not that?
No, I guess there's your hint. So name another town in South Carolina that's not Charleston.
It also starts with the letter C.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We should know it here in Washington State.
Yeah, yep, yeah,
yeah. Oh, good old Chimico.
That was amazing, Justin.
So close.
Columbia.
Columbia.
Chimico, South Carolina.
Chimico. Yeah.
Chelan.
Dude, Columbia is a fun town.
Is that where your niece is? Or?
She's a cop in Charleston, but when I was in high school, my dad lived in Columbia for like 3 years. That's where the university is.
Right.
Go to the Hall of Fame at the University of South Carolina. It is a shrine to Hootie.
Shrine to Hootie.
That's where they all met.
The Hootie Shrine. If you said find that on a woman's body, you know where I'd look first.
It's also
shrine.
The town where that awful racist barbecue spot is. Maurice's. It's delicious.
But it's delicious barbecue.
Yes.
Like forgivable racism. All right, listen. If you make food this big, good.
I told you, we were so uncomfortable, and I was like, there's a black couple next to us. It's fine.
Even they know. Yeah. I'm like, oh, he's an a-hole, but God damn, this barbecue's good. That's sad but true.
I think, the last I read, I think they've taken down all the pictures of Maurice in his, and I'm not kidding, Klan stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good PR move.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this guy was no joke. I mean, like, he hated black people, and black people hated him. But black people really like his barbecue.
That right. So, when me and my brother were going there, we felt so guilty.
It's like having sex with a racist.
It is. Like, in this moment, it's forgiven. All right. Your question, since you do so well at geography, what is the capital of Portugal?
The man.
Oh. I actually think you guys have asked me this before.
And what did you answer?
Well, I am from Lisbon.
What was it?
Lisbon.
You got it.
Boom.
Nice job.
There we go.
But Justin was going to be back to being the biggest dummy.
It looked like we were dragging that way.
Christ. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Chris, are you sober or not sober?
Got home. Already hit the bond.
Got a bond.
Nice work. I respect that.
Nice work.
How long were you home before the bong was on your lips?
3 minutes.
Three minutes. All right.
Had to poop first.
3 minutes to wrangle the dog and get him on his leash outside. Then boom.
Okay.
Bong.
All right, Chris, our men's room poll, you're going to do what on mushrooms? Is it karaoke, escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
God, I'm such a bad psychedelic taker, and I hate the public when I do it. So let's go escape room, because I'll want nothing else than to be out of there.
Okay.
All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. What country would you have to visit to see the ruins of Troy? Egypt, Italy, Greece, or Turkey?
Greece.
That's what I thought.
Turkey.
Italy. It was Turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey. Did you actually know that?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I'm like, oh, it's got to be Greece or Italy or Turkey.
Yeah.
Turkish Trojans.
Well, just, I mean, there's so many empires that are right there.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Greece and Italy, you're safe. And you're right. Turkey, obviously. Because with Egypt, it just seems to be like the Egyptian Empire, and that's it.
I also have 1-800 Empire there.
Oh, that's great.
When did I? They have all the empires.
That's how it started. This is Augustus. What can I do you for?
1-800.
855. All right, good question. What number does the letter V with a bar over it represent in Roman numerals? The letter V with a bar over it.
50?
Not a bad guess.
500?
5,000. 5,000.
I don't speak letter.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I think you mostly do speak letters, since most of the words are made of letters.
He doesn't count letters.
Yeah.
I don't
do math with letters, but I definitely speak letter.
I think what he's trying to say is we didn't come here to play school.
Was I alone? Like, you don't know what algebra is going to be. You know what I mean? Like, you're just taking a math class at school. They tell you, hey, next year you're going to take algebra. You're like, cool, I'm moving up in the world. And you get to algebra. And all these letters show up, and immediately I'm like, I am lost. It does not matter what you tell me. If it is not numbers, it is not math to me.
Yeah. I took algebra for 2 years.
I did, too. And they were both Algebra 1.
I hated it. Our freshman year, we called it Algebra 1, Part 1.
Oh, really?
I got to geometry. I'm like, I can figure this out.
Geometry made sense
figured that
to
out.
Me.
Yeah.
I
got the calculus. I swear, if I'm the biggest dummy around this whole thing. Oh.
You liked calculus?
No, I was born with my dad's brain, I guess. I hate that.
Yeah, my brother took calculus as an elective. He's explained, man, high school, you get electives. He did very well. He had 3 electives. One of them was calculus. One was trigonometry. I can't remember the other one. But I'm just looking at him like, are you effing kidding me? Because you also said there's something like ping pong. You know what I mean? Like some crap. And he's like, no, man. Trigonometry. Like, why?
I'm kind of with him. I liked algebra. It made sense. It was all black and white, man.
It did not make sense to me. And then I hated it because the kids started taking it. And I'm like, this crap again.
Just variables.
Ask your mother. I can't help you. All right. Here's your question. How many hockey players are on the ice per team?
Five.
You Six. Forgot the goalie.
Come on, man. The goaltender.
Damn it.
Granted, there are some teams that play with five most of the time.
Yeah.
But in theory, yes, there should be six.
Question four.
Question four. Did you guys have to do proofs in geometry? Yeah.
Minimum proofs.
Part of geometry. I don't remember them entirely, but I remember them from geometry. You just stick with your algebra, Mike.
Oh, I will do it. I'll sit over here.
All right, your question. Who plays Adam Sandler's boss in the 2006 film Click? National hero.
That's right.
For two countries.
It is nobody that you would normally think of to play a boss.
Nor is it
Connery?
Oh, he would be a boss.
David Hasselhoff.
The Hop, baby.
Oh.
I've only known him as the boss. He was the lieutenant on Baywatch, dude. He was in charge.
That is a good point.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right, Chris, your question. Feta cheese is typically made from the milk of what animal?
Goat.
No,
it's
sheep.
Not.
Sheep.
Sheep.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know.
All this time.
Question six. Here we go again. What's going on today?
They got some dry ass milk.
I love feta cheese.
I like feta, man. You don't like feta?
It's fine. It's not my top 10 cheese.
No, the way you said fine says you don't like it.
Oh, I'm a thrill. Feta belongs on almost everything.
If it's not there, I'm not upset.
If I think it should be there and it's not there, I'm upset. Like, okay. If I get a Euro, right? I love Euros. I know there's going to be feta, but I still check to see how much feta did you add.
A little goes a long way with me.
I want all the feta you got, man.
Yeah, put it on pizza. I don't care.
Yeah. Actually, a friend of mine who's in town recently from Mexico. So her husband had lived here, all right, specifically in the Seattle area. She was up here for an art show, and Folklife Festival or something was going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize. So they went downtown. He's showing her around. And they're like, yeah, man, we went to a Folklife Festival. And he's like, I haven't had one since I've been back in Mexico, man. But I got a Euro. And so his wife was unfamiliar with it, but I loved her her taste. She's like, it was good. You know, it's a great taco. I said, you're absolutely right.
It's like, fantastic.
You're absolutely correct.
All right. Folk life and all the stands are open. That's a good Saturday or Sunday to go munch on some food.
Yeah, they did plenty, man. All right, your question. Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, a.k.a. Al, and Taylor Swift have all won three Grammys for what category? Artist, album, record, or song of the year? So Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, and Taylor Swift.
Gosh. Aren't album and record the same thing?
They're not, man.
No,
I
kidding?
Thought the same thing. Right. There's
album
two different criteria.
Record just means like basically single of the year.
Okay.
Right, so you can have the record of the year without the album of the year.
Right.
The album of the year, you have a better body of work. Record of the year, you have the best solo song.
And then I'll be nitpicky here. And if it's single, it's also song.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, man.
You would think.
Album.
Got it.
Yeah, got it, man.
Nice work. Nice.
Yeah, that is weird how they do this. So album and record are different, but you're right. If record is just
because
a song, so what's
LPs.
The difference between the song? So now the bigger question, what's the difference between the song of the year and the record of the year?
Right. So, yeah.
Time out.
More of Big Dummy Code up 206-803-ROCKS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Danger! Head chef cut up, test meat and potatoes. Eat 10 most dangerous foods in your fridge. That's coming up at 4:30, right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
You and your girl and your Johnson. Oh, yeah.
Hola.
Hola.
Jeffrey.
Your girl and your Johnson.
You sober or not sober?
Team sober right now. I'm busy driving.
All right. Okay, Jeff, our men's room poll. All about doing mushrooms. You will do what on mushrooms? Will it be karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
Oh, man. Sounds really intense. It's doing really good today. I'm going to have to go with paintball. As long as I don't get hit in the Adam's apple again, we'll be good.
I've been hit the Adam's apple before as well, man. It's not good. Bugs on scooters, paintballs. You know it when you hit it because you're like,
Jeff, do you have one of those big Adam's apples that you can't miss? Or you just got unlucky and got hit
like Rick Ocasek size?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure you can tell by how pitched my voice is. I definitely have to look up very high in the sky for anybody to notice my Adam's apple.
Bet they'll shoot you in it. All right. Oh, hey, by the way, Ted, Mike, we got some clarity on Song of the Year versus Record of the Year, thanks to our text line. So the Song of the Year is given to the songwriter. And for the record, there might be a band for Record of the Year, but the songwriter will get Song of the Year.
Gotcha. Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you,
So in other words, if CeeLo won for...
F.U.
Bruno Mars wins the...
He will win Song of the Year.
Okay.
But if he wins Record of the Year, then CeeLo with his teeny tiny arms can go up and try to lift up the little statue.
Okay.
Thank you. Like a T-Rex trying to hold a peanut. All right, Jeff. Here's your question.
All right. I think years ago, I'm walking down 2nd Ave, and this brother just goes, "Man, you out here looking like a white CeeLo."
White CeeLo.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, man. All right, Jeff, here's your question. Who was the first NFL coach to receive a Gatorade shower after winning a game?
High in protein.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname.
And Omega-3s, I believe.
Yeah.
High in protein, Omega-3?
Yeah, was his nickname.
That's his famous coach's nickname.
Jimmy Johnson.
So are you looking for the name of the coach or the nickname?
The name. I'll take either
okay,
one.
Okay, so his nickname was Big Tuna.
Mm-hmm.
Probably still is.
Still alive. That never seemed happy.
Yeah.
No.
But also Big Tuna.
So that definitely rules out John Madden.
He was big Tofurky.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's 83.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of any others. Mike Ditka.
Well, that's not a bad guess in the scheme of things, but Bill Parcells.
Okay.
That's
Didn't
a risky.
He coach the Patriots?
For a second, Giants, Dolphins, and Patriots.
And Cowboys.
Okay.
And Cowboys. God, yeah, I forgot about that. All right. Your question, whose crime was witnessed only by Cindy Lou?
Yeah.
All right. I definitely know that one. Party on, guys. That's the Grinch.
Jack, there he goes.
Indeed. What band does she sing for now? The girl that played Cindy Lou in the live-action movie.
Pretty Reckless.
Pretty Reckless, right.
Yep. Taylor Monson.
Thank you. Yes, that's her name.
Game is Big W, 206-803 round.
Big W!
Yes, sir, it is, Ted.
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
James, team sober today?
For about the next 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay. All right, James, good for you. Okay, our men's room, Paul James, you're going to do what on mushrooms? Will it be karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
Definitely paintballing.
Man, people are paintballing on shrooms today.
I like the idea, man. They said, look, man, it's an all-shroom paintball competition. Like, I'm in. I am in. All right, James, here's your question. We know that Michael Jackson had a chimpanzee named Bubbles, who apparently is living quite the life right now. But what late singer had a chimpanzee named Scatter?
Tom Petty?
Is it somebody we know?
Absolutely.
Are they a weirdo?
They have a monkey.
They own a chimpanzee, so yes. But their public persona was not that they were
Is
weird.
Is it country?
In my mind, yes, but that's not what they were known for. They were known
Elvis?
Elvis. Yes, indeed. Elvis Presley. I got a chimp. Mm-hmm. I'm scared.
Like I got a monkey.
Was he the original...
don't eat that banana.
The original, what's his name? Nicolas Cage. They kind of talk the same. Every time I see an interview. Elvis.
Well, ironically,
Elvis was a little bit sweaty.
He played Elvis. Elvis's ghost in...
Oh, yeah. What was the movie, man? God, I don't know if you can pick any better.
Right.
All right. A woman by the name of Gabrielle Suzanne Villanueva, she wrote which fairy tale? Cinderella, Into the Woods, Maleficent, or Beauty and the Beast?
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast.
Got it.
Damn.
Because back then, it was all dudes writing fairy tales. It was like 1790 or something she wrote this, so no one even wanted to look at the script. Because like, you're lady folk, and it's a love story. And it's still around all these years later.
Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Her husband must have been pumped.
Wait a minute, baby, is it? Is he modeled after?
I think you're a very nice guy. You're just unsightly.
What the hell, man?
You're a beast.
Guess who it is again, Ted?
James,
welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
James, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay, not sober, James. All right, James, do what on mushrooms? Will it be karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
I think the escape room sounds pretty fun.
All right, escape room it is.
Right there with you, ma'am. You ever done an escape room?
I have one time.
And how did you do? Did you beat the timer?
We missed it by a couple minutes. We were down to the last couple clues and missed out.
My wife and I did it with another couple. We got out in like 45 minutes, and then I did it two other times, both times with my kids. Did not get out in time. What does one know?
Yeah, right. And on shrooms, it'd probably be fun.
It would be awesome. In fact, I might have to do that. All right, your question. In what decade did the Panama Canal open? In what decade?
40s?
60s.
I'm a James, I guess the 40s. The 1910s.
Damn.
It opened in 1914.
All right.
That was much earlier than I thought. And since we're going back in time, in 1864, General Sherman ordered the burning of what city?
Oof.
Panama?
He burned a few of them, but I would guess Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yes,
indeed. That was the biggest one.
That's why they call it Hot Atlanta. All right, your question.
Big Sherman guy.
What were the names of Roseanne's three kids on the TV show Roseanne?
Carl, Ronnie, and Miles.
Carl, Ronnie, and Miles. So close. Darlene, Becky, and TJ.
Makes sense.
You ever met a Darlene?
No.
Yes.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah. That was my parents' old real estate agent. It was a Darlene.
I'm racking my brain. I don't know that I've actually met a Darlene.
I don't think I have. Like, I know the name. I've just never met a Darlene.
It sounds like the name of a woman you meet in a small town bar. She's never left.
And you will have sex with her if you want to.
Yeah. Darlene does not touch the cigarette. It just stays in her mouth.
I don't really smoke them. I just like them and leave it on my lips.
It bounces.
Yeah. She wants to hear stories of the big city.
Darlene, she's always been 75 years old.
Another water. That's what I call my Coors Light.
Yeah. All right, your question. What beer billed itself, quote, the coldest tasting beer in the world?
Coors.
A little more specific.
Coors Light.
Okay.
Damn right.
Yes, indeed.
It's really not, though.
What beer tastes cold? They don't say it's the coldest.
All right.
Their slogan,
taste cold.
To avoid a lawsuit, they say, hey, it's the coldest tasting beer in the world. So even if you get a warm one.
Anything, water, soda.
But that would be the coldest
tasting. Ginger ale in the world.
Coldest tasting.
Yeah. Tasting.
They're not saying it's the coldest beer.
I would say Sprite's the coldest tasting soda. It's not a bad call.
I agree. Because even if it's warm, just the way that bite with the carbonation, you're right.
And some stupid things work. I don't know why. If somebody goes, you want a Coors Light? And then before you can answer, they go, mountains are blue. It's like, give me one.
Damn right.
But you do say that because they're going to ask.
Yeah.
We've all learned, hey, man, the mountains are blue. Because they beat it in our heads like it's not ready yet.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Mountains blue mean cold.
I don't want undercooked potatoes. I don't want red mountains on my Coors Light can. Come on, man. Hello, Ian. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Ian, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Ian, welcome to Big Dummy.
Hey.
Okay. Do one on mushrooms.
He's shocked that he's sober today.
No, no. Somebody just sent in a text that says, Darlene rolls her own tampons.
Jesus.
Wouldn't happen.
Okay, Ian, you're going to do one on mushrooms on our men's room poll. Karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
Like it's a joint.
We're going to have to do paintball. That would be a whole new experience.
All right, paintball it is.
Done a lot of it sober, so it'd be different. Tripping.
Yes, it would definitely be different if you're tripping on shrooms. Do you think you would do better or worse?
After I stopped freaking out, I used to play in nothing but shorts and my gun and a shield. So, yeah, it would be exciting.
I would agree with that. All right. Here's your question, Ian. On what continent would you find the country of Guyana?
Continent South America.
I'll say, is that right?
One and done.
Nice job.
Hold on. Before we let you go, a true or false question for you. True or false, the British pound is the oldest currency that is still in use.
We're going to go false.
That's true. Yeah, so for the last 1,200 years, the British pound, that has been the currency. Dang. It has not changed at all.
Big dummy!
Speaking of Guyana, isn't that where Jim Jones gave out the great flavor aid? Was that not the country? I believe that it is.
Maybe.
Yeah. Back to the Kool-Aid flavor aid. I think Guyana is the country that Jim Jones...
Yes, settled in Guyana.
What a great legacy.
Mm. Yeah, they want to be done with that.
Yes.
And it's why Americans aren't allowed.
You guys do weird things.
You guys really got strange last time we let you in.
Hello, Rochelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Rochelle, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Rochelle. Welcome to Big Dummy.
All right, what are you doing on mushrooms? Karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
Paintball.
God, paintball.
Paintball's killing.
Are you a paintball fan?
I have not actually played, but I will be next month, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, you're playing? What's the occasion that you're playing next month?
I play for the Granite Falls women's football team, and we're going to do that as our, end of the season.
Oh, party. Nice.
That's cool.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. You guys play for the Granite Falls football. How many teams are in your league?
There are only four. So it's Granite Falls, Stanwood, Skagit, and Lake Stevens.
I would not mess with a woman from any of those places.
What's your guys' nickname? Granite Falls what?
No, the Tigers.
The Tigers. Is this flag football, correct?
The tackle.
It's tackle.
All right. All right. What position do you play, Rochelle?
I am fullback, and I also play strong safety.
Wow. You like hitting people. Damn. That's okay. What I'm getting out of you. All right.
We got a game this weekend at Granite Falls High School against Stanwood.
Who are you playing? What Stanwood what? So we got the Granite Falls Tigers taking on
Stanwood Spartans.
Okay.
Like the high school.
Because I don't understand
it's
this.
Women.
So, Rochelle, you need to put on a uniform, all right? Do you got to buy the helmet?
We fundraise for the helmets. So we're actually a nonprofit. So all the money we raise selling tickets to our games, it goes to support youth sports in one of our cities. So yeah, we fundraise and got enough money for the helmets.
I just gotta ask, now, is this organized with the other three teams, or is each team responsible for their own fundraising?
Each team is responsible for their own fundraising.
How much does a helmet cost?
Gosh, $300 maybe?
Yeah, okay. That's about right.
I figured it's not cheap.
Why do they call it frackle football game?
They do. I mean, it is flackle. We have flags on, but pretty much for insurance purposes.
Okay.
Yuck.
Say no more.
But I'm hitting you.
Yeah, it's pulled up the website. You guys got the black helmet, orange face cage there.
Yep.
All right, I'm digging it. They got some merch. If you're interested in the Granite Falls Tigers. Yeah, I'm just flipping through the whole thing.
Yeah, I love it.
All right,
we always need more players, so.
I mean, I feel like I would dominate.
How's your quarterback? Is your quarterback any good?
She's very good. She's very good, yes.
Okay.
Is that better or worse for you? Because in the fullback position, you just want a mediocre quarterback because the running game is going to be more involved, right?
Well, yeah, no matter what, it's pretty much a run game. We still use some passes. The receiving end.
You should get Mark Ribbon's kid. She can rip it. No pun intended.
Did she play football?
No, she's got a gun on her.
Well, I can believe that.
Yeah, I think she won the title in that lingerie league.
Okay, so she's probably decent. All right, Rochelle. Rachel, Rochelle.
Rochelle, I do respect that,
man. You got it.
Go out there. Remember, whatever the temperature is, it's hitting weather.
Yep.
Unless it's really hot.
Oh, it's still hitting weather.
And because then you're angry.
You just slide right off.
Or you're cold. Like I just,
then it's
just
hitting weather.
It's just one of those stereotypes you use in high school football. God, weather is it? Hitting weather.
All right. I dig it. Okay, Rochelle, here's your question. On the TV show Family Guy, who did Mayor West send back to the fifth dimension?
Gosh. Let's say, I'm going to go with Stewie, I guess.
Stewie.
Hebert Zella.
He went with Alex Trebek.
Oh.
Only saying his name backwards can send him back to the fifth dimension.
And what did they model that on, Mike?
Superman.
Because who was the guy?
I don't know.
It was Mixelblick. But if you said his name, swear to God, I grew up watching Super Friends. It was the same thing. There was this little guy, Mixelblick. I'm not even sure what his deal was. I think he looks like a Keebler elf. But he caused problems. Superman didn't like his little ass, so he always had to try to trick him to say Kimple Skim, which is Mixelblick backwards, and inevitably it worked at the end of every episode.
He just did it every time. There are so many Family Guy like references that I have enjoyed just for the humor that they are that I have actually enjoyed seeing later on.
You find out later
as I finally figure out where it's from.
Like, oh.
I don't even know what it is. All of a sudden, I'm watching an old movie like, hey, there it is.
Yeah, my kids had that with The Simpsons. They started watching it like 2 years ago, and they laughed out loud at the episodes. Then a little bit later, they'd have this moment where they understand why it was funny to the rest of us.
Right.
Oh, my God. And my son was like, that's where dough comes from? Like, yes. When you make a mistake. Because he's been saying dough since he's like four. And I'm like, yeah, it came from Homer Simpson, man. All right, your question. Multiple choice. Which mammal can glow in the dark? Glow in the dark. Is it the platypus, the Arctic fox, a fruit bat, or a reindeer? So platypus, Arctic fox, fruit bat, or reindeer, which can glow in the dark?
It is a platypus.
Of course it's a platypus.
Okay. Right, they're magic.
What other animal would it be, right? So there's something with their fur that's like a polar bear. Right? But a polar bear won't glow.
Right.
Right? So in the absence of light,
jellyfish.
If a platypus needs to, right, it can glow. Because why not? You lay eggs, you got a bill. What are they?
Jellyfish can glow.
Yeah, venomous barbs.
Sure. Yeah, the venomous barbs on the end of their webbed-ass feet.
With their duck bill.
So how do they get qualified as a mammal?
Because they lay eggs.
But a mammal's don't lay eggs. Mammals give live birth.
Damn
right,
it,
so
no,
that's the thing,
something.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it that they provide milk, maybe? I think that's the one thing universal that the baby mama...
Platypuses are classified as mammals because they exhibit key mammalian traits, including possessing fur, being warm-blooded, and nursing their young with milk.
But they also lay eggs and have bills, man.
Correct.
I mean, to me, that's a 50-50 shot. You can say, yes, they have fur. Yes, they're warm-blooded.
Well, they had to go somewhere, Steve.
And yes, they nurse, which means that they also have nipples. I wonder if their nipples glow in the dark.
I wonder how long, like, scientists and animal experts sat in a boardroom, like, where in the hell do we put this thing?
Oh, lays, debating.
Yes. Right,
like, it lays, you know.
Here's this otter with a doggone duck bill and webbed feet and a beaver tail that lays eggs, has venom, and glows in the dark.
Like, nothing about it is a mammal except blood temperature and fur. And I want to say, the platypus, there are some, at the time that it's reported, all right, so you had different explorers going to different places. These guys come back and try to explain a platypus. And the scientific community is like, BS. And they're like, I'm telling you, man, we saw these things. They tried to convince them, well, obviously the natives are playing tricks on you. They're like, they're not, man. We're telling you it's this duck beaver thing.
Right. And then so can you eat platypus eggs?
Ooh, hang on. Let me see if I can see
what
we can.
All right. Yeah. Look it up. You know what I mean? Like,
they're kind of the strawberry.
I'm a Denny's.
Kind of the strawberry of the mammalian world, where strawberries don't fully, or like tomatoes. They're oddly in the fruit category. However, they could go the other direction. Strawberries, I do that because they got the seeds on the outside.
Do not eat those eggs, dude.
Okay, no, you cannot eat
those
eggs.
They're venomous. All right.
Oh, my God, of course they're venomous.
And the males are highly protective of their mates and their young.
And then somebody here says platypuses. I guess that's the right plural. Platypuses.
You keep saying pisses.
Did I say platypus?
Uh-oh. You said platypuses.
Oh, platypuses. Sorry.
Like, you know.
They got to have stomachs. Someone says they don't have stomachs. They got to have stomachs.
Right.
Head chef coming up with the 10 most dangerous foods in your fridge at 4:30 with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And we got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.